There is a backdown coming on lockout laws. Now, we're not sure what form the backdown will take, but there's going to be a backdown, it seems. New South Wales Premier Mike Baird was badly bitten on the issue. He looks like he's going to offer a compromise to King's Cross and to other areas in the lockout zone. And by way of background, the lockout laws were introduced to try to cut down on street violence. They forced pubs to stop anyone from entering the establishment from 1:30 in the morning, and last drinks would be served at 3 a.m. But they went further from the city and the cross. The new laws also shut down bottle shops at 10 o'clock at night. And there's a review underway by the former High Court Judge Ian Callanan. And there's a hint from the acting Premier Troy Grant that he would be prepared to make a few changes. But first things first, the bottle shop closing time at 10 p.m. Troy Grant says he's prepared to relax this rule in country areas. He reckons you should be able to buy grog over the counter in the bush after 10 p.m. And he told Andrew Clennell in the Daily Telegraph, Troy Grant, that November is harvest time and traditionally farm workers like to buy two or three beers on the way home. Well, that's a fair point, but can I please appeal to Troy Grant on behalf of millions of Sydney ciders? We also like to grab a beer or a bottle of wine on the way home. It's not something that's exclusive to the bush. There are shift workers in Sydney who would also like to grab a drink on the way home from work. Stopping law-abiding citizens from buying a bottle of wine on their way home is ridiculous. And on the lockouts, there's a suggestion that the 1:30 lockouts would be scrapped, but the 3 a.m. last drinks would be kept. So you can go between establishments between 1:30 a.m. and 3 a.m. and at 3 a.m. it's lights out. But it's worth remembering something on that front. There was advice given to the New South Wales government that having everyone turfed out at the same time, 3 a.m., was only asking for trouble. And that advice came from New South Wales Police. Now, I'm not sure what the solution is here, but I don't think the current solution is ideal. It has been a business killer. Pubs, restaurants, takeaways, taxis, everyone. And in an international city like Sydney, you've got to give people the option of having a late night. If you want King's Cross to be safer, put the police station in the middle of the main street and have cops on the beat 24/7 like they have in other international cities. And maybe the venues that show strong standards when it comes to responsible service of alcohol can be allowed to stay open a little later.